Good morning. It's 6:33 a.m. on Sunday, July the 21st, 2019. And I hope I've got enough battery to record this. The battery was full last night when I went to bed, and it doesn't really like being charged when it has a full battery, so I left it unplugged overnight on the nightstand. And I should have put it in airplane mode, because when I got up this morning, it was only 49%. And I didn't charge it when I went to sit down this morning. Have my breakfast, get things underway. So it's a pleasant morning. It's mostly cloudy, although I can see that it's burning off to the west. It's quite pleasant, other than being a little bit muggy. Well, muggy for here, isn't it? Muggy for other places in the country. I do not have the metronome going this morning, but I seem to be pumping along real hard just because I'm having trouble talking and breathing at the same time. So we'll see how this works out. As of last night, 80 miles for the month, 20 days. I haven't missed a day. I haven't missed a walking period. I've got my 4 miles a day and every day. So 8,000 calories burned just from walking this month. Today's the second day on the peanut butter diet for breakfast. Dropping off 120 calories a day there. Trimming back for really non-essential calories. It's not like I don't get carbs over the course of the day. Although I'm feeling a little bobbleheaded this morning. I think it's because I had a terrible night. I woke up like 4 or 5 times. Woke up when my wife came to bed at 12:30. Woke up again at 12:30. Woke up again at 1:30. Woke up again at 4. Look how funny. Finally, the cat scratched at the bedroom door. Got me up at 5. So I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I'm feeling a little bobbleheaded here. I did get a little quality time into Cape Grace. Somebody said, yeah, you should put this down and do something you like to do, because clearly this is just a chore. But the truth is, it is a chore, but it's also that point in every book that I come to that is sometimes called the mushy middle, wherein I'm tired of the story, I hate the story, I don't want to write the story. And yet, if I push through, if this was Ishmael Wong, I would have to push through. If this was Tanith Pripport, I would have to push through. It turns out to be something worthwhile. The challenge here is to make this book better than everything that came before. And yes, the point that South Coast is the least favored book is not lost on me. The whole Sarah Krug backstory is not something that a lot of people have read, have enjoyed, have done anything with. And yet, there's a part of me that says, okay, we've got to complete this so that I can move on to new work. Because if I don't complete it, it's always going to be hanging around the back of my mind. I need to get it off my plate, off my desk, into Amazon. So we'll make that happen. I've also paid for new cover art. The cover art isn't here yet, but I've paid a lot for new cover art. And the least I can do is have the book ready for it when the cover art comes in. So it's a Sunday morning. It's real quiet here. As I say that, three cars go by. There's two. Here comes the third. Oh, it's supposed to only be in the 80s today, and after the last few days of high 90s, low 100s, Fahrenheit, of course, it's going to feel like a really comfortable day. We're going to try to do some laundry today. I hate to run the laundry. I hate to let it dry when the temperature's over 90, because of the draw on the electricity, but I got to do laundry. I weighed in last night, 170 pounds. So the goal weight of 165. Yes, I've changed it from 170 to 165. Goal weight of 165 is doable. I just need to keep working at it. I've been doing 20 push-ups a day. I have not been doing 25 a day yet. I've only been doing one set. I need to get better at remembering to do that second or third set. But just doing one set from 15 to 20. The first time I did it, it was pretty tough. Second time's still pretty tough. But I noticed last night when I did my 20 last night, it wasn't bad. So I probably can do 25 today. See how it works out. Oddly, one of the keys seems to be breathing. One should suspect that's true, but it's... When I'm doing a push-up, I've got everything tightened up, and I found myself holding my breath, and that doesn't help get oxygen to my muscles. So that's kind of an issue, really, when you think about it, because, you know, 20 push-ups is about a minute. It's not like I'm doing, you know, bang, 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 bang. It's more like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And that's a long time to hold your breath while you're simultaneously putting a draw on the oxygen in your bloodstream. So today's been a good day already. It's, you know, it's barely 6:41. I still have 20% of battery left. I'm on airplane mode, so that nothing else is actually trying to burn battery power, like trying to connect to either Bluetooth or Wi-Fi or the telephone network. It's just sort of, nope, we're just going to be quiet for a while. And I can record without having the screen on. And so I should have enough battery power to finish the recording. I'm still pushing pretty hard just because I need to get back. I want to get back. I got stuff I want to do today. I want to put a little more quality time in on the book. But I feel good about the day already. I mean, it's like 6:40 in the morning. I've got a lot of stuff done. I may have to have a nap. Also, I have to dig out my belt. I've lost enough weight that my pants are falling down. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Mark post. Okay. I noticed some time ago my pajama pants, which are, you know, just loose drawstring pants that I've taken to wearing to bed since I had kids. And don't want to cause any undue trauma to the children. Should I need to get up in the middle of the night. And I've noticed that I have to tie the drawstring now, because otherwise they threaten to slip off my hips. So I've lost a considerable amount of weight. Wait, particularly, you know, if I'm down, you know, 183 down to 170, that's 13 pounds. It's not quite 10%, but we're getting there. No, it's not quite. What is that? 13 pounds out of 180. Good morning. Lady with the little Scotty dog. It's almost 200 cut in half. So that's 7%. It's not quite 10%. It's still pretty significant given where that puts me on a scale, as it were. I'm pretty pleased with it, because I think I mentioned this yesterday. That's going to make a significant difference to my A1C. It's going to change my glucose profile. Now, as I've seen before, there's like a cutoff where it's a tipping point where if I can get my weight down to, if I can get it down to where it is now, if I can get it down to even 2 or 3 pounds below this, the A1C starts becoming a lot less significant. So it goes from 6.8, it'll come down to maybe as low as 5.8. If I can get it down to 5.4, actually I think 5.8 is low enough. I think that's below the diagnostic threshold. But as long as I can get below 7, the doctor says she doesn't care. Which is a change from when I heard, I have to keep it below 6.5. So the peanut butter diet, so far it doesn't seem to have any lasting consequences. I haven't noticed. It's supposed to make me less hungry later, because I don't have carbs that I'm burning off and triggering a hunger response. I just got the fat and protein from the peanut butter working on my stomach. We'll see. I don't know if it's going to make a difference or not. If it's not going to make a difference, I'm going to skip the toast. I don't, as much as I like that that toasty, warm peanut butter flavor, texture, the whole nine yards, Dave's killer bread. Skipping the 120 calories and what is it? It's something really small, like 28 grams of carbohydrate. Or about 8% of my recommended daily allowances of carbohydrates. Skipping that 140 calories, adding it on to the 400 that I get from walking. That's over 500 calories that I'm not taking in, which is 500 calories I don't have to burn. Well, 500 calories that I'm either avoiding or burning. I must be allergic to something. So it's a good, we'll see how it works out. I don't know. I may have to go back to getting a few carbs in the morning. The point of the toasted peanut butter is that the peanut butter balances off the carbohydrates and the fact that they're all whole grains. Means that I'm digesting it slowly to begin with, and it's buffered by the protein in the peanut butter. Good morning.
Morning.
Another old guy out for his morning walk. Now, either old or prematurely gray. Okay, what's the park look like this morning? Lots of thistle, lots of grass turning brown, lots of seed heads getting ready to drop seeds. A lot of cloud cover, so I'm getting a little bit of heat from the sun, but nothing serious. There's enough cloud cover that, although I'm getting the ultraviolet, maybe the infrared through the clouds, it doesn't feel hot. Weeping willow. The dead weeping willow has new growth on it. So this big skeleton tree with growing up through the middle of a green cascade of new growth. It's pretty surprising. It's quite a sight. Sprinklers are in their cycle. That will tell me which side I need to go in on. The garage doors are closed. So I need to go through one of the two back gates in order to get to the back deck. And I prefer not to have to dodge sprinkler spray. Well, I'll find out in a second, because here I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.